Welcome to episode 148 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Okay, so today I'm going to announce the winners of the irony assignment and kick off the next assignment on shadows. I've not had time to actually prepare anything for this week. I've literally just jotted down who's won and things like that, you know, and I'm just going to be doing this pretty much totally ad lib. So, you know, those of you that have noticed in the forums, I've sometimes mentioned that I usually prepare a transcript just because I really need to organize my thoughts before I start to blurt them out. But today, I'm unfortunately just going to be blurting them out. So maybe a little bit different to usual. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know. But let's get right into it and first find out who's won the irony assignment, and then we'll kick off the next assignment, which is going to be on shadows, by the way. So here we go. In usual form, I'm going to start to back count down from third place to first. And in third place is Winkelmann Art, whose real name is Scott Winkelmann. And Scott's image, I'm going to have to do some clicking as we look through these. Scott's image is called A Son's Leadership. And it's a really nice picture. I know that Scott had some issues with the darkness on his machine. The foreground of this image was not, didn't have any detail in it. It was total silhouette. On my machine, I can see a little bit of detail, but I don't think that it really detracts too much from the image. It might even add. And I would say that it's a good guess that you all agree, because you voted Scott's image at third place. So a congratulations to Scott there. Just to describe the image a little bit more, and it looks like the tuft of a hill, the top of a hill with like tufts of grass sort of, you know, silhouetted against the sky. And the sky's got a nice dramatic dark, like, you know, clouds across the bottom, and then you can see the sun sort of breaking through the thick clouds. And then what that's doing is it's kind of giving a beautiful halo effect around a young child. It's like a young boy with a baseball cap on, and he's leading daddy sort of across the top of the hill. And it's really just a very nice, it's a sweet photo, but it's been done pretty well as well. You know, so I'm really pleased that Scott has captured everyone's imagination with this one and taken third place. So congratulations again to Scott. And I'm going to click back now and take a look at the second place winner. And this is an image from Mr. Nikon. Mr. Nikon's real name, I believe, is Dan Newcomb. And this, again, great, you know, talk about irony. What we have here is a picture of a modern laundry. The title of the image is modern, but when we look at the image, you can see that the laundry is far from modern. It looks pretty old and a little bit beaten up, maybe even closed down by the looks of it. I'm not sure if it is, but you know, Dan has chosen to make the image black and white, adding to the aged feel. The sidewalk there looks pretty new, so I don't really know it. I don't really know that, and that even could be part of the intended irony, you know, with the old building, modern laundry written on it, and then a nice new sidewalk. So I don't know. I don't know if that's what Dan intended, but it's one of the things that I like. I think that also, you know, the overall feel of the image. Dan's composed it so that it's got the number of the shop, or at least part of it, probably the number of the shop, 475 in the top left. And then there's a nice line of the planks across the top, gives a little bit of space until we see the sign. And then we have the doorway, which is slightly off center, which obviously is going to work. That's going to help more. But it had Dan tried to center this, it looks like we've got the part of either the next shop, or, you know, another door there. I'm not sure if I'm 100% you know, in agreement with the partly cut off door to the right, but still, you know, it works very well. Excellent image. And so thank you for submitting that, and congratulations to Dan on second place. And another quick click around here, and we get to the third image, and this is, once again, the winner is Calvin Bradshaw. And Calvin, you may remember, actually won the nostalgia assignment, which was the one before the irony assignment. And it was, you know, actually, was it two before that? I forget. Anyway, Calvin won the nostalgia assignment. And that, I thought that was really, really cool in itself. But Calvin actually was kind enough to buy a second print to go with his own, you know, the one that he'd won, which is obviously one of the, but the prize that you get for winning the assignment is I give you the choice to select any image from my online gallery and the paper and the size, and then I actually print one off and send you a fine art print from my gallery. And so, you know, what Calvin did was actually bought a second to go with it. So maybe now I've got to refund the second print and then just not send Calvin another one. But obviously, from a business perspective, I'd rather him just select another free one. Anyway, let's take a look at the print. This is called "How Safe?" with a question mark, and it looks like a very well thought out image. Calvin's done a good job of this. Basically, it's a box of burning safety matches. So again, you know, playing very deeply on the irony thing there. You know, obviously not very safe. The safety matches themselves, of course, they should only light if you strike them against the little sort of, it used to be, you know, where you used to have sandpaper and old matchboxes, and the one on safety matches is not the same. But you know, obviously, if you light these things with something, then they're going to go up either way. So there's probably, you know, we can see that the box should contain 50 matches, and it looks like they're all just burning away there. And the exposure is pretty nice for this. The, you know, we've got a nicely exposed white box with the, you know, the matches burning there. But also that's, you know, the flame might well be a little bit burnt out. I want to say hot, but obviously from an exposure perspective and not from a heat perspective. But, you know, it's still got a lot of colour in it. There's a lot of nice yellow fringe around the frame, and then the smoke that's sort of starting to plume up over the, going over to the right of the shot, you know, works very well. Let me check actually how long the exposure was. So a 1/13 of a second at f/5.6. I also see that, looking at this, that compulsory flash is on. So maybe Calvin used a little bit of flash there as well. I'm not sure. But you know, like I say, really nice. I think the way the box again positioned off center, just slightly to the left of the frame, helps to sort of lead us in. And then we have the, you know, because the angle of the box is actually, you know, it's closer to us on the left of the frame than the right. So then it also leads us in there with the smoke going off into the top right as well. So it, all in all, you know, very nicely composed, nicely thought out image. And it does, again, capture the sense of irony with, you know, it says on the bottom of the box, for safety, keep out of reach of children. And I'd guess that a big kid grabbed hold of this and then lit it up and started taking photos. So congratulations there, Calvin, and congratulations on a second win in just a few months. So that's really cool. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to just switch back. And I'll just repeat, you know, that what's going to happen next is that I'll be emailing Calvin very soon, probably straight after releasing this podcast, to let him know that he's won again, and also giving him the option to, you know, send me the details of the image that he would like to receive a print of from my online gallery. And that's one thing that I do. You know, generally these assignments they take 2 months. We shoot for 6 weeks, and then we do a two week. Can't you tell it's ad lib? We do a 2 week voting period. So basically, it takes 8 weeks, just under two calendar months. And so these things come around, and each time I give the winner, not the second and third, unfortunately, but I give the winner the opportunity to order a print from my gallery at martinbaileyphotography.com, and then I just send that off to them totally free of charge. And also, what I've tried to do for the first few years that we've been doing this, I have done what I called originally a yearly grand prize, which was something that we were given from a sponsor. But you know, this year I'm really not having the time to look around so much, and there's also been a few people that have approached us over the last few months with sponsorship offers, but really haven't been the sort of things that I think would be totally in line with what you would enjoy receiving or what you would enjoy hearing about. So I haven't pursued them as much as I might have done them if it was, you know, something that was a little bit more in line with what we're doing here. But what I will do is, rather than saying yearly, just to take the pressure off a little bit, because I am a little bit busy with other stuff at the moment, I'm thinking that I'm just going to keep it running, and we'll keep accumulating the points until either someone approaches us, or you know, I get the time to go off and find us a sponsor, and then we'll get a nice prize for you at some point, and then just close it off and give the prize to the person with the most points at that time. Usually, I will have a little bit of time. I'll probably be able to announce the grand prize as we start the assignment that will end, you know, with the you know, the sending of that grand prize to somebody for having the most accumulated scores throughout that that year, I still want to say. Actually, what we're going to do, I'm going to just take a whiz down now on the scores page, because I've updated this to talk about today. Because I noticed earlier that with Calvin winning two of these, you know, the assignments in recent months, he's actually steaming ahead with 72 votes over Mr. Nikon, who has 37 votes. And so, you know, there's a lot of catching up to do here as well. But please, you know, do get involved. If I find that these assignments really do help to keep us thinking. And it's, you know, the people that do get involved tend to enjoy it and keep getting involved. I probably should make a quick excuse, although I'm not one for trying to make many excuses. But I wasn't very productive for this particular assignment this time. I tried to get out. I tried to find some places where I could. I was trying to execute on the idea that I mentioned in episode 140, in which we set the stage for the irony assignment, where I wanted to shoot some sunflowers with the moon there. So basically, I was hoping to shoot sunflowers by moonlight, and the, you know, things just got away with me a little bit. But on the last weekend, I went out and I bought a bunch of sunflowers and tried to sort of get them in the shot with the moon sort of lighting them up, but with the ambient light, the street lights and things here in Tokyo, they weren't being very lit by the moon. They were just being lit from the surrounding lights. And also, there was what I tried to do was to get both the flowers and the moon sharp, and that brought its own challenges, of course, because I was relatively close to the flowers and the moon is pretty far away from the flowers. But obviously, you know, what that needs to be, it started me thinking about it. I was thinking that if I was to get these flowers and set them up somewhere quite away in the distance and then shoot with, say, a 600 millimeter, What that would do is give the effect, you know, would compact everything. And so I would be zooming in on the flowers, but also zooming in a lot on the moon. And it would have made the moon look a lot closer to the flowers than it was. But I really just couldn't find anywhere nearby where I could get the distance. You know, I live on the fourth floor of an apartment. And when you go down to ground floor, the moon was not visible. And obviously the moon only comes around at certain times of the month, and it was almost full in the last weekend that we had. But really, I just messed up. We didn't, you know, I didn't have time to really, or I didn't leave myself time to really execute on that properly. I did take a few shots, quite a few shots with the real moon. But then what I ended up doing is just standing the one of the sunflowers in front of the TV with one of my own photos of the moon on there and really cheated. I actually, you know, if I was going to go that far, I may well have just broken all the rules and stuck the moon and the sunflower together in Photoshop. But of course, that's totally against the guidelines. So I decided not to do that. But really shooting the photograph of the moon on the TV with the sunflower in front of it was a little bit lame as well. So sorry about that. I think it was that or nothing. And so I decided to give it a blast, but wasn't really happy with my decision to do that. Anyway, enough excuses. So let's move on. And once again, congratulations to the three winners today. I think actually what I forgot to mention that the irony in the first shot that we spoke about from Scott Winkleman was obviously that the young boy was leading the adult, and that's the irony part that Scott had in there. So I think I forgot to mention that earlier. So next, the next assignment is going to be shadows, and this is one of those things that has been sort of on my list for quite some time now. And I think it's been brought up in the list of assignment ideas that we have in the forum as well. But I just thought it was time to bring this to the fore and work with it. One of the reasons is because it's summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere at least. And so we've got some hot days, and there's some nasty shadows that are sort of burning themselves into the sidewalk here. And then also, I guess, you know, even if obviously if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it doesn't need to be summer to have shadows. But it's just really been making me think about them a lot. And also, I've been getting into, recently I've been doing a little bit more client work than I have been doing until recently. And I've been getting into some like lighting with artificial light. I've got a few umbrellas now, and one that I'm using the normal way by popping some flash into there and then getting a nice big soft light come back from that, and then a second that's a smaller umbrella, and I've taken the cover off. There's a black cover on the front. You take that off and it becomes like a big diffuser, and I'm putting that a little bit putting that on the opposite side of the subject, and then pumping the ratio up a little bit. And just doing, basically experimenting and working with these things a little bit more than I've been doing in the past. And so one of the things that I did was I went over to Strobist, and that's a great website that people have raved about for a while. And I've never really been into flash photography, and so haven't been. But I went over there, took a look around, and I also noticed one of the tutorials has something about something called a cookie or a cucoloris, I think they said it was, or cucoloris. I can't remember how they said it. But basically, that's like when you use an object like a plant or some bars and things to make a shadow that becomes part of the picture but not the actual object. You'll have like a background and then maybe other subjects that are the main subject. But then you'll use the shadow for effect. And that's basically putting it between the flash and the subject. So this was also something that was in the back of my mind. And I thought, maybe that was another way that we could think about this. One other thing, I'm not going to give you any examples from my gallery about this. I did a search for shadows and didn't really get anything that was in line with what I would have thought of shooting for the assignment. One of the pictures that I did think about possibly showing, but I'm not going to for the sake of time, is the shot of mine where I had the very deep shadows with just a few twigs of a tree and a swan coming out of the shadows and being illuminated. And basically, it's just a white swan on an almost totally black background. I thought that was one way that we could work with shadows. And then again, like I said, using flash to create shadows, or using natural shadows outside. Obviously, they're everywhere when the sun's shining. We could maybe get some very long shadows looking down onto a shadow. Shadows of interesting objects, There's lots and lots of interpretations of this assignment. So I'm not going to go on too much. I just wanted to really say, that this is what it's going to be. And I think it's going to be interesting to have a play. I don't know what I'll do. I've got some ideas, like I was saying, with the strobes, but also, it's hot out there. It's summertime here in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's hot and sticky in Tokyo, so I'm not sure I want to spend much time outside anyway. But, we'll have some fun with this and do get involved. It's usually very helpful to, having an assignment really does just make you think about stuff. That if you look at the, I'm just going to go in here, tell you what, this is something I don't normally do, but I'm going to go back up and click on the link to take us into the, oh no, that's the wrong one. I'm setting up the Shadows, not library, album there as well. So I'm going to click on the Irony album and take a quick look here, because there was a lot of shots in here, And if I don't talk about your shot, please don't beat me up about it, because I'm literally not planning any of this. Just taking a look around. But if we look, the second image in the album is from Phil B, and this is like a mobile plumbing shop, but it's in a totally overgrown patch of grass. So obviously it's not going to be very mobile. And one of the things that I'm thinking here is, we may not think about shooting these things, but when you've got the assignment in mind and you're sort of, you're wandering around with your camera, things are going to come out to you that would not normally. Let's take a look at this one. There's another one here from Bert Palmer. And I see that this was from a trip to Poland. And basically what Al's done here is he's noticed a McDonald's, a large McDonald's ambulance that's gone driving past. And, so McDonald's, not particularly considered the most healthy food in the world. If you're listening, I didn't say that. But then it's an ambulance, obviously, more thinking about the health side, I would imagine. But then again, thinking about it, this might not be that ironic, because if you eat too many of them, you may end up in an ambulance, and I didn't say that either. The point I'm trying to make here is that it gets you looking, and you maybe wouldn't think of shooting any of these things if you weren't trying to photograph for an assignment. So self assignments are also something that people, once they get into them, really do enjoy them and find them to be helpful. So, if you haven't got involved in the assignment so far, please consider doing so. I think that, it will definitely help in some way. And, I think that that's about it. I'm going to go on. Looking back at my notes, I do need to let you know what the dates are for this assignment. Remember that in the guidelines, you're not allowed to post images that are older than the start date of the assignment. This one, I'm recording it on the evening of the 28th of June. So your images have to be newer than, on or after the 28th of June 2008. And you'll be able to upload them to the Shadows Gallery at mbpgalleries.com until the 7th of September. And that's just about anywhere around the world. On the 8th of September, I will lock the gallery for uploads, and then voting will start for 2 weeks until the 21st of... Is that right? 21st of September. Yeah, it's got to be. Then once that happens, you'll see voting buttons above the images, and when you click on them to view them full size. And so you can then click on the votes to sort of give it a first, second or third vote. And then you can actually go in and change your votes or view them from the buttons there as well. It's pretty self-explanatory, but what I'll do is I'll put a link to the guidelines and probably a post to the assignment forum post itself. And that will have all sort of links in there that you'll basically be able to go through, and you'll check out how the voting system works, how the rules and the guidelines. There are a few others. We're relatively strict on the on what you can do. You know, we don't really want you to go photoshopping everything together. The fact that the person that runs the assignment did something silly and shoot a photograph of a TV with a sunflower is something that you probably won't excuse me for, but that's done and gone now. Basically, though, take a look, check out the guidelines, make sure you don't shoot something that is not going to be acceptable because you weren't aware of the rules. It's happened in the past, and it's always a shame because nobody wants to break the rules. They've just overlooked. So please do check all of that out. And also, there'll be more details about when everything starts and finishes as well. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So, you know, I'm going to cut it off for there. I've ended up chuntering away for 25 minutes at this point anyway, even though I'm talking ad lib. So, you know, maybe that's not a bad thing sometimes. And actually, with how busy I've been these days, it may happen again as well. Hopefully you don't find it too annoying. Okay, so just one piece of housekeeping before we finish. You might remember a few weeks ago I asked, and I also actually followed up with a forum post, a poll in the forum, which I think I subsequently deleted by mistake. But I asked if you would rather have better quality audio or smaller files, or if you didn't care. And the poll basically came out slightly in favor of better quality audio. A few people said that they would rather have smaller files, but then also a large number of people said they didn't care either way. So I'm going to go with the slightly larger majority of better quality over the size of the files. So today I'm recording this in better quality, and I'm going to release it. It's going to be bigger files, bigger download. I think that our file server will hold. And basically, after having seen no real problems with the 200 megabyte video downloads that we did recently, I think that we're going to be okay. But if the downloads take a little bit longer from now on, or at least for the immediate future, then you'll know it's because I'm trying larger files again. I might go back. The quality of the audio is not only governed by the amount of compression that I do on the audio, but it's also governed by the gear that I use here. I've got a good quality mic and a reasonable sound capture sort of device, but it's by no means professional audio gear. So that might also be a restricting factor. If it doesn't sound much better when we get the end results, then I might consider going back. But for now, at least for today, and probably for a few weeks, we'll be going with slightly bigger files and see if that sounds any better. So that really is it for this week. We'll get off now, and you have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
PhotoCastNetwork.com, your photography resource in the podosphere. PhotoCastNetwork.com.